Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Forgive me, Arbor Day special. It's turtles all the way down.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, and it's been a really long time since I've been to confession.
Then there's never been a better time for you to make your way back, wouldn't you say?
That's one way of looking at it.
In my opinion, the only way. What would you say?
That it's high time I finally suck it up and answer for my past actions.
Was anyone directly harmed by these actions?
That depends on who you're asking. Some people might argue that many people were harmed. Others would say that so many more were protected. And while I do empathize with the people who have been affected, I'm still one of those others.
Well, isn't that an interesting conundrum? I take it this harm was more spiritual than physical?
Not quite, although definitely not physical either. As much as I'd love to pile drive my way through just about every issue I've ever experienced, the harm I've caused was more financial in nature.
Are we talking about something illegal here, Meredith? You know that I'm always up for a good theological debate, but I'd like to understand how serious of a situation this is.
I mean, that depends on the laws you're asking about here. The laws of man or the laws of nature?
Your continued ambiguity here is concerning. Could we maybe get to the heart of the matter so I can make those judgments for myself?
What? You're not loving this little dance of ours?
I love a good do-si-do as much as the next guy, but getting to the point could help clarify the severity of your actions.
You know the woods behind my parents' old house? The ones on the border of Myers Park?
I do. There's some lovely hiking to be had back there.
There certainly is. It's where I walk my dog, Shotzi, every day. And gosh, they're one of the most beautiful places in this whole town. I've been going there since I was a little kid, playing manhunt with the Grands, or skipping rocks in the creek with my sister Betty, or getting my first kiss from Ronald Wimber while sitting on the branch of our favorite old tree.
Is this about Eagle Creek?
An underutilized property, they called it in their announcement. A massive plot of land that could be converted into serious revenue for the area.
I see where the financial harm is coming in.
And you see why I'm feeling conflicted.
I mean, the cancellation of the project was a massive news item. An invasive species of turtle found thriving in the creek that runs through the land during an ecological study spearheaded by local members of the town.
Organized by yours truly.
You cost a few of your neighbors a lot of money in that deal. You're not the first person in that booth unburdening yourself about the case.
I wouldn't have imagined I would be, no. I know what people think of me. The weird hippie girl whose head is always in the clouds. The tree hugger who would rather spend her day around animals than have a conversation with someone else her own age. Nobody's too quiet about what they think about folks around here, are they?
I take it those turtles weren't found by accident, then?
I mean, honestly, Father, it kind of was an accident if you really want to get into it. A happy one.
You're going to have to elaborate further.
I didn't mean to introduce an entire family of red-eared sliders into those woods. It's just, Shelbert got so lonely, I thought it'd be good for her to have a friend. And her and Bigsby just got along so well, I thought I'd done a good thing. Nobody told me that when turtles mate, they can have up to 30 babies.
I don't remember the exact number, but when I first heard about this, I do feel like they said something about a lot more than 30 turtles in there.
Well, they are called an invasive species for a reason. Even if we say that only 10 of those babies hatch and grow up to be able to reproduce, that's still 10 times 30 more eggs. It's simple math, really.
How long ago did you introduce Bigsby and Shelbert? By the way, that's a very progressive name for a female turtle.
I was only 11 when we got her, and the kid at the pet store told me she was a boy. It wasn't until we adopted Bigsby 2 years later that I found out he was wrong, and at that point, it was way too late to change it.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
And how old are you now, Meredith?
Father Ben, didn't your mother raise you with the good manners not to ask a woman that question?
She did. I was just trying to do some math.
Look, when it first happened, I got so excited. We'd take Shelbert and Bigsby into the woods to collect rocks with us, and one day she just dug a little hole and pooped them all out. I couldn't tell my parents about it. They'd complained enough when I asked for a second turtle, let alone that many more.
I think I'm starting to see where that happy accident came in.
Well, what else did you expect me to do? Kill them? Separate my own lovebirds to keep it from ever happening again? Then my parents surely would have known what was going on. And besides, they're animals. They were totally capable of raising themselves. And they got to have regular visits with their parents. If you ask me, I just made the right decision.
And so when you heard about the purchase of the land and the development of the golf course?
I had to snap into action. That was my family in there. My little Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Stone Cold Steve Austin and little Mick Foley and Nikki and Brie and Bianca and little Kofi and Undertaker and Kane and...
I get the pattern here.
Are you a wrestling fan, too?
No, it was always my little brother's thing, but I would take him anytime there was a show around here.
Aw, you're a good big brother.
I wouldn't go that far. I was mostly just too embarrassed to tell him how I really felt. He was the cool brother.
I'm sure you were plenty cool.
I really wasn't, but that's kind of you to say.
Oh, what do I know? I was never cool either, except maybe to my animals, but I fed them, so they had to like me. Everybody else just saw me as the girl in the corner who was a little too obsessed with Monday Night Raw, while they were singing all the words to songs they probably shouldn't have been singing.
Sounds like you and my brother Alex would have really gotten along as kids.
Isn't he in some, like, crazy big death metal band?
Yep, he is.
What were they called again?
I'd really rather not say.
Why not? That's so cool for him. Aren't you just incredibly proud of his success?
Of course I'm proud of him. He's worked so hard to get where he is. But the name, it's just too much.
It can't be that bad.
It really can. They're called... Satan's Gooch.
What was that?
Please don't make me say it again.
I'm sorry, Father. I'm a big fan of the Gooch. I just thought it'd be funny to hear you say in church.
Ha ha. Maybe you and Alex would still get along.
Maybe you can introduce us.
Meredith, I'm your priest, not your matchmaker. How about we get back to the conversation at hand?
Couldn't hurt to try. But yes, back to my original question. Now that you have all the context, am I wrong to be kind of proud of my own success? I mean, I know I screwed things up for a lot of people, but My babies. That's their home.
I wouldn't go on public record and say this, since it certainly wouldn't be a popular opinion among the greater community. But between you and me, not at all. I can't say that I've ever been much of a fan of golf courses.
Thank you. Like, sure, did I cost some local teenagers caddy jobs and metaphorically rip up a few blank checks to a couple rich geezers who already have more money than God? The financial implications are clear, but the natural ones, they're much clearer.
Like I said, I'm a fan of hiking in the woods.
Those trees that everyone laughs at me for hugging, they're a huge fan of you hiking in those woods too.
I hope you're not saying that you talk to those trees, Meredith. Because while I'm glad you saved their lives, that's one step too far even for me. I'd have to refer you to continue this conversation somewhere else.
I'm not that crazy, thank you very much. But I do genuinely believe that. It's impossible to walk through that land and not feel at peace. In communion with the world as it was supposed to exist. Tangible and wild. I've never been so happy to be surrounded by the quiet as I am in that space. It's almost
like a religious experience?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it is. They call her Mother Nature for a reason.
That they do. And who doesn't love a good mother?
Certainly not me.
So no, Meredith, to answer your question, I do not think you have done anything wrong by accidentally introducing an invasive species of turtle into those woods, or by encouraging the town to discover their existence on their own, or stopping that hideous monstrosity from being a blight upon Texarkana. I think you've got every right in the world to feel proud of that. It was a good deed.
You see, Father, this is why I like you. I knew you'd be on my side.
I certainly am, but you make sure you keep that opinion to yourself. I've got to be like Switzerland around these parts, or people start dropping from Sunday service like flies.
Well, thanks for settling that for me. I knew I shouldn't feel as guilty as I was, but it was nice to have it reaffirmed. I'll see you again soon.
You know how to find me.
Maybe I could introduce you to Shelbert, Bigsby, and their many generations of kids and grandkids.
That would be wonderful. And maybe I can see when Alex is home from tour. He's always wanted to be a Ninja Turtle.
The more, the merrier. Happy Arbor Day, Father Ben.
Happy Arbor Day to you, too.
Forgive Me is a Rogue Dialogue production. This episode was written and directed by
Bob Ramunda
and
Jack Marone.
Here's our cast in order of appearance.
Mary Benjamin, Meredith.
And
Casey Callahan, Father Ben.
Dialogue editing by
Bob Ramunda.
Sound design, score, and mixing by me, Adam Ramunda. All of our graphic design comes from
Sam Tordy.
Season 3 of Forgive Me would not have been the same without our executive producer, Curtis DeBrell Jr. This will be our last holiday-themed episode for a little while, but next month we'll be back with another bonus release, followed by another summer of crossovers. We seriously cannot thank all of our supporters on Indiegogo and Patreon enough for their support. It is what makes the production of these episodes possible. If you're just finding us and you would like to show your support, go check out patreon.com/roguedialogue. That's patreon.com/roguedialogue. Find out what we're up to by following at Forgive Me Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We will see you back here next month for our new episode, Confessions by Usher, Part 2.
the Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space Podity,
an actual play D&D Spelljammer podcast. In Space Podity, four adventurers visit the worlds and vex the GMs of other actual play shows. Keep listening for a sneak peek and please subscribe so you don't miss the first episodes set in the campaign of the long-running Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Acting Captain's Log. We've crashed our flying birdbath mansion. Long story. The party of groundling adventurers on board is kind and heroic, but untrusting, and is staring at me. It consists of a traumatized minotaur.
You want to say traumatized?
A spooky Asimar child.
I'm an adult
now. An adult Asimar child, whom I suspect to be enthralled by a hidden power, and the most headstrong elf I have ever met, and that includes Rascalgar the Cataclysmically Reckless from the former Orogenon Zed.
Sounds fun.
Also, the mansion's kitchens are out of ale.
How am I gonna function?
Space Podity. Find us wherever your podcasts are.